Each night around 6:50, we play for you the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song. We're going to Bon Jovi. Bad Medicine from 1988. Your song of the night. It's featured on the album New Jersey, which was released on September 19th, 1988.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
How about that? This album had 5 Billboard Hot 100 songs on it. This album went to number 1 on the U.S. Billboard 200 album chart. This song was number 1 on the Hot 100. And in many countries, this album, after... their much better album, which was Slippery When Wet.
Yeah.
I realized a few things.
Okay.
I realized a few things when putting this song in. Songs don't need to be 5 minutes long.
Well, yeah, no, it doesn't.
Songs don't need to be five.
See, no.
See, last week I played a bunch of punk bands from Ride Fest, and
sure.
I was doing like 2.5 minute songs.
Of course.
2 minute songs. Like, that's enough for a song.
Yeah.
Songs is, unless I'm listening to like a Metallica opus. Why do I need 4 verses in this song? What am I doing with 4 verses?
Oh, that was the style of the times.
I get it, Richie Sambora. You want to play a guitar solo? That's cool. That's cool. I get it. But what do I need if I miss the times when radio was at, nope, 3 minutes. That's all you get.
Well, you know what that's from. That's how pop music started.
Oh, I know.
Pop music started with very short songs, like around 2 minutes. And then they got longer, right? And in the 90s, they got extra long, right?
Yeah.
With hip-hop songs that were like 5.5 minutes,
yeah,
as well, which is crazy to listen to, like, early Jay-Z. You pop one of those songs.
I need 3 verses, Jay.
Exactly.
I can't remember all those words.
But then now we've come full circle because then people are making shorter songs for the streaming culture. And people are like, ugh, these short songs. Actually, pop music was always about short music.
Yes. And even better, short albums.
Yeah.
Give me 12 of your best. I don't need a double album. What are you giving me 25 songs for?
Well, does it even matter now?
I guarantee you 10 of those aren't good.
It depends.
Nope.
It depends.
Name one double album that couldn't be cut down to 12 songs.
Yeah, you might have me there. You might have me.
There isn't.
All right.
There's no double album where you're like, I'm going to go cover to cover to cover to cover.
In the research of for this song, Bad Medicine for Bon Jovi, did you watch the video featuring Sam Kennison?
Yes, in the beginning. Yeah. He's great. He's awesome.
They make a video where the fans are making the video.
Yes.
They storm the arena and they make a video.
That's cool, too.
It's actually a pretty good idea.
Hold on. No, he's not done.
One more time.
Heard the chorus 30 times.
Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine. It's your song of the night. Twitchers are in on the joke, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Lick.
Tonight's song, we go to cake.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping,
we go to
pumping in time. The green light flashes, the flag.
No one's
up,
ever said that.
Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course.
All right, Chris, why are we playing Cake's The Distance?
Cake's The Distance from 1996. I assume their album was released on this day in 1996?
Not this day, but a couple days ago. Cake, over the weekend, celebrated their release of Fashion Nugget.
Yeah.
With songs like Frank Sinatra, The Distance, their cover of I Will Survive, Friend is a Four-Letter Word. I mean, this, if you grew up in the 90s, you knew this whole album. Like, this was, and I always thought that they were kind of pretentious. They just sound pretentious, don't they?
I was never really a Cake fan.
Neither was I. I'm more of a pie guy.
Oh, yeah. You served pie at your wedding.
I did, instead of cake.
Yeah.
Pro move right there.
Solid. A lot of people doing it now, so I'd say
we were on the forefront.
Well, when did you get married?
Like 10 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. You nailed it. Now every person's doing it. It's like, I've seen this act before.
Yeah. So I don't know. I saw them live, and I was like, okay, these guys aren't bad. Like, they were pretty good live. Yeah, they were pretty good. They're fun, and like they have fun on stage and stuff. They're good.
I would say I've seen in the Twitch chat tonight. The
people
Twitch
like
chat's
it.
Brought to you by Bernie's Book Bank. No, some people are like, this is not good.
It's very polarizing. One's just like on Cake. You either love Cake or you hate Cake.
Cake, The Distance from 1996 is your song of the night.
It's a good mess, though. Nothing from Connor. He's probably... there he is. There's Connor.
Cake guy?
Let's find out. Oh, yeah.
I knew it.
Probably likes their wordplay. I feel bad. He's going to be talking for the next 4 hours.
Yo, Lick.
We're going to Nirvana.
My time with everyone. I have very bad posture.
To Penny Royalty by Nirvana.
From 1993, In Utero was released today on this date in 1993. It's a little deeper cut from the album In Utero, but a great album from Nirvana.
It is. Hands down, their most depressing album because after it was released, obviously we all know what happened to Kurt Cobain.
Obviously.
Afterwards.
Killing the young people. There's some Gen Zers listening who are like, we don't know. They would like the information.
He just went off into the sunset and retired. Right. A famous musician. No, he supposedly killed himself.
Why'd you do air quotes?
Because Courtney did it.
Allegedly. Jeez. You know you're on a broadcast channel.
I said allegedly.
Here.
I said allegedly.
What if she's listening?
She's not listening.
You never
know.
Fun
fact about this song, Chris, it was supposed to be the third single off of this album, but it wasn't because
what happened?
A month before it was supposed to be released, Kurt Cobain unfortunately took his own life.
Passed away.
This is a great album. This is great. Actually, the B-side to this single is one of my favorite Nirvana songs. It is a cover, though, but Where Did You Sleep Last Night is a great, great Nirvana song. Their version of it, obviously, because it is a cover. But this song's great. It's about, like, him being addicted to certain kind of drugs and how he had scoliosis and how he's late for interviews and all this kind of stuff. This is a very, very depressing album. It's very, very depressing.
Is there a reason that you want to go this way? Maybe in honor of what took place with the White Sox last night?
No, I love this. I love Nirvana. I love this album. I think that the other two singles off of it were too long for our time. We wouldn't have had time to do other things.
No, to be honest, we took this one. We listened to both of them earlier this afternoon. We're like, these are too slow.
Yeah, this is a little faster, and we can't play the one that we wanted to. the swear words.
All right.
It has a lot of swear words in it.
Nirvana, Penny Royalty from 1993. What's your song of the night?
Yo, Lynn.
Tonight's song. We go to Bruce Springsteen. Born to Run. From 1975. It's your song of the night.
On the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride in mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheel, fuel injected, and stepping out over the line.
What are you doing? You're going to get old, crusty media members in this town very disgruntled with you for making fun of their precious Bruce Springsteen.
Good.
We get to this song today.
I wanted to play Taylor Swift for the record. This is under protest, but happy birthday, Bruce Springsteen. Happy birthday, Bruce Springsteen.
He's 73 today.
Spry 73. If you don't know this, it's an inside baseball thing, I guess, but every media member, their favorite artist, is Bruce Springsteen. And the younger ones, it's Pearl Jam. And the even younger ones than that, Foo Fighters.
That's the progression.
Springsteen. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, Tyler, graduate of the great Syracuse University. When did you take the Bruce Springsteen appreciation class?
Bruce Springsteen? Yeah, that's a required journalism class.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I think there actually is a Bruce Springsteen class, which is the biggest joke of it all. Like, Connor's not rocking out to this one, but everyone else in the press box is right now.
No, of course they are.
Of course, they're baseball writers.
Oh, Scott Merkin is loving this.
Raphael and Juliet, you're on ESPN 1000. You gotta go quick, Raphael.
I do like the saxophone solo, though.
Quick question. So, when the Browns got called for too many men, why was it a 5-yard penalty, but they only did like 4th and 1?
Okay, Raphael, I saw that last night, and I feel like Herb Street and Al Michaels were the only two people watching the game that didn't realize why the sideline was questioning why there wasn't a first down.
Tomlin was pissed off too. Yeah. He was like, why didn't we get a first down if it's a 5-yard penalty? It should be an automatic first down. And how about this? Put time back on the clock.
I'm with you, Raphael.
Because they were letting it run.
I thought that was weird that Thursday Night Football, the Amazon broadcast, they totally botched that situation. I was thinking the same thing. Thanks for the call, Raphael.
Have a good one.
You know why? Al Michaels was rocking out to Bruce in the press box. That's why.
Absolutely.
Andrew and Elgin, you're on ESPN 1000. Gotta go quick, Andrew.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I'm really happy with the coaching staff, what's going on these days, because, we're prepared.
Wait, Andrew.
Seems like we're a solid team. What's
Andrew,
up?
Hold on a second. What's hold up? On a second. Crank it.
Ah!
He did it. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I know it's really tough to talk over that great music you guys are playing, but just calling in, man. Just wanted to say that I'm tired of, Justin Fields not throwing for at least 150 yards. I mean, this 100 yards a game is not acceptable. We need him to take off, start throwing for over 150 yards. You guys think it can be done? Because as of right now, I don't think so.
That's a fair point, Andrew. Thanks for the phone call. I think it can be done.
Yes.
I think they just need to kind of start actually putting it into motion. And I think I like what I heard from Luke Getsy throughout the week. It feels as if they just need to execute now on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see it open up. I think they're going to come out. I mean, this team was born to run, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
But you might see the passing game open up a little bit.
Did you write that earlier?
Nope. Just off the top.
Nice. Bruce Springsteen, shout out to the olds, Born to Run, 1975.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, live.